But mind you, all that blind wandering isn't so blind. It's all a modified series of tonic dominant changes. Except just before the end, when it's going mad. Surprise and... in B flat, into the final fugue. I'm sure I don't have to mention the obvious structural ambiguity of this incredible passage, the elusiveness of the rhythm alone, and the almost savage intensity of the acceleration. And all that written without a single bar line to point the way. Now, it's evident that with Beethoven, the Romantic Revolution had already begun. You can see that. Bringing with it the new artist, the artist as priest and prophet. This new artist had a new self-image, which he promulgated onto everybody else. He felt himself possessed of divine rights, of almost Napoleonic powers and liberties. Especially the liberty to break rules and make new ones, to invent new forms and concepts, all in the name of greater expressivity. His mission was to lead the way to a new aesthetic world, confident that history would follow his inspirational leadership. And so there suddenly exploded onto the scene Byron, Jean-Paul, Delacroix, E.T.A. Hoffmann, Schumann, Chopin, Victor Hugo, Berlioz, all proclaiming new freedoms.